There's a company out there that's shopping for a massive warehouse in Jacksonville. As Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis tells us, that could mean 1,000 new jobs. That's this week's business brief. So Karen, what do you know about this deal?
Cecil Commerce Center has been shopped by a prospect for a 1 million square foot distribution center. We don't know who it is, but we also understand that they are looking in other areas of Jacksonville as well. And Jacksonville is very attractive for distribution centers. And specifically, if you look at Amazon, and that's the type and the size of distribution center it sounds like this could be.
1 million square feet. It's really hard to envision how big that is.
If you consider the fact that, you know, your average grocery store is 30 to 40 to 50,000 square feet now, and you do the math with 1 million, that's a lot of grocery stores.
Yes, that's crazy. In terms of jobs, something this size is going to employ a lot of people.
Typically, warehousing might not employ a lot of people, but when you look at a distribution center like this, if it is a fulfillment center like Amazon, you're talking 1,000 jobs and possibly more. And seasonal employment usually gets a lot bigger at these centers as well.
So why would a company, and this must be in your mind a large retailer, why would they be interested in Jacksonville?
Jacksonville's logistics serve distribution centers well because we are in Northeast Florida and we have a reach throughout the Southeast. And we also have the logistics of the railroads, the interstates, and specifically the port. If you look at Amazon, their goods come in and they immediately ship them out from two different warehouses in Jacksonville. But there just aren't that many locations in Jacksonville set up for 1 million square feet of warehouse space. And so those that are usually around the outskirts of Jacksonville as we know it. You're talking about the Cecil Commerce Center out in Westside, Westside Industrial Park, Westlake Industrial Park, and a new park that is being planned on 295 called Park 295. And that is actually near the Amazon in North Jacksonville.
So places sort of on the outskirts of town where jobs would be very appreciated.
Those are areas where you might have levels of unemployment that are higher than perhaps the South Side. And that produces jobs for people not only in Duval County, but in Clay County and Nassau County and Baker County who might commute into those jobs.
How do you know when a deal like this is being shopped around?
This specific deal was part of the Hillwood Development Company's report to the city because Hillwood is the master developer of Cecil Commerce Center on behalf of the city and must produce quarterly activity reports. And this was in that report.
Any idea how soon it could be before we find out if this actually goes through?
Don't know how long that takes. And typically something of that size you're going to see probably coming through the city, of course, regulatory process. And perhaps like Amazon, they would seek incentives. So you would find out a lot more at that point.
Something to watch. That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.